Hello, everybody. I'm Kenneth Copeland, and this is the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. Now, let me tell you something, or ask you to do something for me, please. Go to kcm.org/BVOV story. We need to hear your story, because this, a testimony builds capacity for faith, because the joy of the Lord comes out of it, and the joy of the Lord is our strength, right? I've been a partner since 1999. Thank you, partner. In August of 2002, I became burned out while I worked as a teacher and began dealing with depression. I received a lot of support from the team at KCM Europe and listened to the Believer's Voice of Victory every day. I got letters, books, tapes, and CDs, which helped me. Everything is much better today, and I'm stronger in my soul and my body. I have had much help from Brother Copeland's teachings, which has taught me how to forgive. K.O. from Sweden. You know that isn't so precious to me. KCM Europe. Class, just for your information, we are now on 5 continents. What did I read on this? Once Glow and I had a plan set before us, we never looked back to the right or to the left, straight ahead. I just wrote this, well, the night before, like 2 or 3 nights ago now. The next step was clear. We took a step. And I remind you, I went to our prayer cabin. Well, the next step after radio was TV. Well, we'd been praying about it. So we stopped at Denny's restaurant. I had a menu in my hand. I knew pretty well what I wanted there. She had a menu in her hand. I looked up. She looked up at me. I said, Gloria? She said, let's just do it. I said, all right. This was Sunday. I said, tomorrow, Monday, we're going on TV. She said, okay. And she said, do you know how to do it? I said, no, I don't know how to do it. But we have the direction. And the Lord will show us what to do and how to do it and when to do it. And now, TV worked. I have all of the stats in here. KCM began on January 24, 1967. Radio broadcast in 1975. Sunday broadcast, which was TV, and started in May of 1979. The daily broadcast started in January 1989. Then here's all the costs. Now, here's one that you'd be interested in. Right in the very beginning, when I saw it in the 13th chapter of Romans, and I thought, here goes my airplane. Well, we didn't have much of a house either. I said, Gloria. We were preaching at Grace Temple, so we were staying there with my mother and dad. I said, Gloria, she said, if that's what the book says, that's what we're going to do. Debt free. Now, you remember now, January of 1967. Now, how long ago is that? Well, I can tell you, I was 30, and now I'm 88. So that ought to tell you. It's 58 years ago. So there's a lot of things happen. Now, I'm saying this benefit of our radio and TV audience, but I'm reading this off of statistics through April 2025. April, May, June. So the Sunday broadcast began in May of 1979. That's the year that Gloria started healing school. So she did that for 40 years. And anyway, then there were the dailies and so forth. But I wanted to get down to this one. Now, this is through April 2025. And these grand totals are from 1972. But now, we started out with a 1959 Skyline. It was $9,000. And that was in right at there in 70-something or other. But we found out we've been redeemed from the curse of the law. Under the curse, of course, there's sickness and disease and death. Under the blessing of Abraham, it's also threefold. Under Abraham, spiritual life. Well, under the second covenant in Jesus, it's eternal life. Well, it was for them too. But it's been. And so when you're born again and then baptized in the Holy Spirit, which is speaking in tongues, is the gateway to the supernatural. It's powerful. And Jesus said, don't leave Jerusalem without it. You know, so don't leave Tulsa without it either. And prosperity. Well, I had read books on it, and that my dad had, and I saw it. And in every case, Andrew Carnegie, Henry Ford, Walter P. Chrysler, all of these men, even though they got together and had different products, Chrysler had a different product than Ford, but they all got together to see, wouldn't it be wonderful if the car manufacturers did this now? They got together to see how they could improve their products to help the people. Andrew Carnegie, what'd he start? Libraries. John D. Rockefeller, born poor. And he said this, if my mother hadn't taught me to tithe when we were poor, I never would have tithed on the first million. Yeah. That's in the laws of prosperity. So I wanted to say this, 53,783,556 because we didn't borrow money. Now, those are big figures, but the ministry was growing, you know, all the time. But it'll work on anybody's life. And that brings up on the Victory Channel, Gary and Andrina Cassie. There is a planned way to get out of debt. But it's very important. Now, and I showed you this, and I just flipped open to this before we went on the air. This was Miami, the 3rd, 3/29/19. Love, the secret to success. Faith works by love. Love never fails. Believe the love. And now, isn't that something? On the outline I had for this message, I had these same scriptures. And believe the love, the kingdom of love. And anyway, and I do all my outlines myself. And the subject is in blue. And they're just little flare pens. And the scripture's in red. So when I look down there, I can tell the difference between the two. The joy of the Lord is my strength. The Ten Commandments and the blessing read between the lines. Praise God. Mm-hmm. All with one accord, they had already prayed. My outlines. Well, that's then is where the outlines came in the front of these books, in front of this book. So, now, back to this original outline. Thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus. The spirit of faith is the spirit of victory. We talked about this. Beechcraft Bonanza, Bonanza V35B, V35A, the one I have is a V35B, and it gives the serial numbers here at the bottom. And so our Beechcraft Bonanza V35B falls under these serial numbers right here. So this book applies to this airplane. FAA approved flight, airplane flight manual, pilot's operating handbook, airplane serial number. Well, this is one I keep at home. The one I have in the airplane right here has the serial number in it. But this is the one I keep at home to refer. FAA approved, A.G. Jackson Beech Aircraft Corporation. Except as noted above, the handbook supersedes all Beech published owner's manual, flight manuals, and checklists. General limitations, emergency procedures, weight and balance, performance, all of these things have to do with the safe operation of this aircraft. And loading chart, it says, sample, do not fly with this loading. Because in the airplane, we have the current weight of the airplane. This is reference for me. The one that's in the airplane has the serial number and all, and it's right here. The one in the Baron is the same way. But this is our checklist. This is it. And if you want to put up at the very top, love, that love is the secret to success. Now, let's go to 1 John, please. Now, we read this, checking out the spirit. Well, I talked about that later yesterday. For an impersonator. Here you hear an impersonator, boy, that sounds just like Frank Sinatra. I'm telling you. Then Frank Sinatra begins to sing, and you think, that's a little bit different. Except for one, Sammy Davis Jr. The Frank Sinatra Show was in black and white. And his trademark, the hat with the trench coat over the shoulder. I don't remember what he was singing. And he was coming down from spot to spot. I mean, it was Frank Sinatra. And he got down to the bottom, and Frank Sinatra walked out there like that, and Sammy Davis took his hat off. It was so exact. Of course, it had to be if you did a voice print, they cannot be exact. They're like fingerprints. They are not exact. And finally, Sammy Davis said, I'm going to have to stop doing this. Because he said, if I don't quit doing this, I'll lose my own voice. And another one I heard say, well, I can hit a higher note as so-and-so than I can myself. I think, oh, buddy, you got a spirit working with you. Because that's physically impossible. But anyway, because I've tried that. Of course, any singer tries to, and I can do a pretty fair job, but if you're not careful, you get to playing with it, and it begins to affect your own ear of your own voice. So, Father, we thank you. Flying is a discipline. Safety is an attitude. Checklist, 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 checklist. General. Limitations. Emergency. You see, it's a red tag. Emergency procedures. And airspeed safer operation, takeoff, maximum climb, cruise climb, balk landing. That means you're going to have to go around. And the speeds for that. Cabin, parking brake set, control lock remove, all switches off. Check, you're checking this, all this, so you don't leave anything out of it. And I can go through here and pick little small items that there's such thing as a static port. Well, it sounds kind of strange, but it's just two little holes on the side of the fuselage. And as the relative wind when you're flying comes past that, then this has to do with your flight instruments. Particularly altimeter and things like that. Now, as they become more sophisticated, then some of those things are limited, and a lot of things now that are electric. But now you got a problem. What if you lose your electric? Now what are you going to do? Go. There are things, like on the Citation 10, it's an extremely fast jet. There are memory items that you just do it, but you learn to do that in the simulator because the Citation 10 simulator is an airplane. Now, why am I going through all of this? Because of this, to already know in your mind scriptures that you can flip to right now and know right where it is. And you see it in your mind. You see that scripture because you've read it and marked it and marked it and marked it. At night, I go through scriptures before I go to sleep. But I have certain ones right there. But there's things that I have, sleep scriptures. But there are other scriptures I don't have written down. Last words and first words. And they shouldn't have anything to do with the way you feel. And I won't go into the story why, but there's, well, 2004, I ruptured a disc in my back. And then last year, it was so painful. That's the worst pain I've ever had in my life. It knocked me in the floor. Well, then, rather than surgery, they stopped it with stem cells. And that's the first time I'd ever heard of that. 2004, my appendix ruptured. Class, I was on my way to the treadmill. Now, you understand I'm not bragging on this, but when I was working out regularly, but I got short of breath, and then I found out that I really needed a pacemaker. Well, you go to the Bruce protocol, and it's a bear. 9 minutes. So I began to train. I have an exercise room in my house. And I have a treadmill that I don't use as a coat hanger. It's separated there in the exercise room. And it's at the end of the house there, so it's just right next to Glory in my bedroom. And so, now listen to me. Early. Get up early. Put on my exercise clothes. In there on the treadmill. Begin to work out. And get my workout in. And back there then, I was working out at the Bruce Protocol because of the FAA. I needed to pass that. And so I have my exercise routine. And all of that is set up by Yvonne Bonda, who is my trainer. And he's also my dietitian. I don't eat except what he puts before me. And I pray for my partners every meal, whether we're on the road or whether we're not. So those are things, those are my checklist. I learned that flying airplanes. And just do it by the book. This book, this book. Early. Get in there and get that workout. Get it done. And then go to breakfast. Now, I'm telling you this for the benefit of people that are my age. I turned 80 and the Lord said, 80 is your new 30. So I wrote that down. But my body doesn't know that. And now, I was 30 when went to ORU and this ministry started. And now I'm 88. And I'm closer to 89 than I am 88 now because my birthday is December the 6th. And so I was on my way to the treadmill. Now, I have over 1,000 miles after I started taking the mile at an average of about 1.68 mile per exercise. So that gives you an idea. It's over 1,000 miles. I keep one calculator on my phone that's all it is. After I started keeping the mile, I have one pair of shoes that are worn out. I keep them. I have proper insoles in them. Preparation, faith, exercise, and training. That works in the Word of God. It works for your physical body, and it works for your life. And Tim, you're running that clock fast. You have to be. No, I'm running my mouth too fast. I need to get back to the Scripture. But all of these things are pertinent to this. To get up early, well, we'll be right back.
Take the word of faith wherever you go with the Believer's Voice of Victory magazine. Since 1973, KCM has delivered the Believer's Voice of Victory magazine worldwide. We're reaching nearly 400,000 people in 202 countries and territories on 5 continents. All absolutely free. Every magazine contains faith-building articles from Kenneth and Gloria Copeland and other guest authors. Read encouraging stories from people like you in testimonies of real-life victory. Equip your kids with powerful tools for spiritual growth in Commander Kelly's Corner. With a variety of viewing formats available, sharing is easier than ever. Download a digital copy for your tablet or mobile device. Click on the interactive magazine option where you'll find bonus content, videos, and downloads. Sign up for your free monthly subscription or download your copy today at kcm.org.
Hello, I'm Larry Warren. The Bible is God's Word, and it is full of His power. When you apply your faith to God's Word, it has the ability to change your life. You believe God's Word is true, you meditate on the Word, and speak it in faith. Those words release the creative force of God, and you can see yourself as God intended. Brother Copeland has taught us that God's faith is the energy in the Word, which gives it the power to bring itself to pass. Now, just as God's faith energizes His words and causes what He speaks to come to pass, the faith in your born-again spirit mixed with His word can create new realities in your life. all just by receiving Jesus into your heart and making him the Lord and Savior of your life. So will you pray this prayer with me? Heavenly Father, you love mankind so much that you gave Jesus, your first begotten Son, to pay the price for our sins so we could return to you. Today I acknowledge I am a sinner and I need a Savior. Jesus, I repent of my sins. I acknowledge you as my Lord. I am no longer a sinner because my life is made new. Amen. Praise God. You have God's faith inside your born-again spirit, and that faith can produce the end results promised you in God's Word. Now, take the next step and get your free copy of the Salvation Package. This is our gift to you, and it comes with a book, He Did It All for You, by Kenneth and Gloria Copeland, as well as some information to help you start reading and studying your Bible. Use these resources to help you get into the Word of God and let it begin to shape you into who you really are in Christ Jesus, a child of the Most High God. To receive your salvation package free, go to kcm.org.
Live fear free. This began right after 9/11. And I noticed they're rerunning some of those messages, and I look at it and I think, man, I was young in that. But it's brand new. They just released it. And it just brings back so many. It even smells new, you know. You like new books. I do. Your will, your choice, your words. That says something right there. Your will, your choice, your words. Applying and acting on your faith. Anyway, praise God forevermore. This is a good thing, and you'll be glad you did it. We'll see you again tomorrow. Until then, this is Kenneth Copeland and the entire class reminding you that God loves you and we love you. And Jesus is Lord. Yes, He is, and give Him a praise.
If you received Jesus into your heart and made Him the Lord and Savior of your life, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland want to welcome you to the family of God. They have a gift for you called the Salvation Package to help you understand more about your new life in Christ. Receive your free package on kcm.org/salvation.